Miss 23, 11. October 10th, 11-5. Ms. 23, 11. Regarding the testimonies. Regarding the testimonies, nothing is ignored. Nothing is cast aside. But time and place must be considered. Nothing must be done untimely. Some matters must be withheld because some persons would make an improper use of the light given. Every jot and tittle is essential and must appear at an opportune time. In the past, the testimonies were carefully prepared before they were sent out for publication. And all matter is still carefully studied after the first writing. Accusations. Tell them to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of God. Place His word before them. There will be those who will misinterpret and misrepresent. Their eyes have been blinded, and they will set forth the figures and interpretations that Satan has worked out for them, and entirely wrong meaning will be placed upon the words that Sister White has spoken. Satan is just as verily claiming to be Christ's child as did Judas, who was on the accusing side. They have educated themselves in Satan's school of misstating. A description of them is given in the third chapter of Zechariah. Nothing in the world is so dear to God as His church. Satan has worked upon human minds and will continue to betray sacred trust in a spurious way. I can see plainly that should everyone who thinks he is qualified to write books follow his imagination and have his productions published, insisting that they be recommended by our publishing houses, there would be plenty of tares sown broadcast in our world. Many from among our own people are writing to me, asking with earnest determination the privilege of using my writings to give force to certain subjects which they wish to present to the people in such a way as to leave a deep impression upon them. It is true that there is a reason why some of these matters should be presented, but I would not venture to give my approval in using the testimonies in this way, or to sanction the placing of matter which is good in itself in the way which they propose. The persons who make these propositions, for aught I know, may be able to conduct the enterprise of which they write in a wise manner. But nevertheless, I dare not give the least license for using my writings in the manner which they propose. In taking account of such an enterprise, there are many things that must come into consideration. For in using the testimonies to bolster up some subject which may impress the mind of the author, the extracts may give a different impression than that which they would were they read in their original connections. I am not prepared to advise that we make the matter of meat eating a test question with our people. There are some things on this subject that I can write out to be read before the churches, which it is essential for believers to understand. But when it comes to making this a test question, I dare not place it before the people in that positive way. There are those who would stumble over such a presentation, and there are others who would make of it a stone of stumbling. Let us give this matter due consideration. I am prepared to stand for some things, but not yet are we as a people fully ready for this issue. There should be first a fair representation of the subject, and it should be considered in all its bearings. Read carefully the record of Genesis 18, verse 6 to 8. The Lord has given us much instruction on the subject of meat eating, and from the light He has given, we should not prepare meat and place it on our tables for our families. If meat is not placed before them, the temptation to eat it is removed. Signed, Ellen G. White.